There are still some farms and open space in the U.S. Highway 12 corridor between Chicago's northwest suburbs and Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. But you can see land for sale signs everywhere. So citizen groups have been asking the federal government for about 6 years to fight urban sprawl and create the Hackmatack National Wildlife Refuge on both sides of the Wisconsin-Illinois border. Hackmatack is a Native American word for the tamarack tree, which is found in the region. Kenosha County resident Audrey Denneke is a member of the Friends of Hackmatack. She says she wants younger people to enjoy nature the way she did.
I actually grew up in Illinois, on the Illinois side, and was able to play in the prairies and was able to enjoy nature in its all its glory. And now, future generations are going to be able to come out and play.
Denneke also says wildlife would be better protected. So Denneke was among those cheering at a park in McHenry County, Illinois this week when Interior Secretary Ken Salazar made this formal announcement.
That we have signed off on the final documents that will make this the 557th National Wildlife Refuge in the United States of America.
While Hackmatack supporters are excited, they're also worried about government budget battles that could slow the negotiation of conservation easements, land purchases, and other preservation methods needed to link some already protected property and private land into a 20,000-acre refuge. To get a better view of what money could buy, Secretary Salazar and a small group of people climbed a mound at the McHenry County Park and looked to the west. In the group was Illinois Democratic Senator Richard Durbin.
Beautiful view.
Yep.
Salazar used the moment to talk about the ongoing federal budget fight in Washington and how House Republicans are trying to cut land and water conservation funds.
What they've done is they've decimated LWCF, yep. So it doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. The North American Wetlands Conservation Act is decimated as well. And most of the funding streams that would make this a reality are essentially taken away.
The state of Illinois says it's willing to kick in about $5 million to help Hackmatack, and private conservation groups may shake the local money tree a bit. But a larger federal commitment would help people like Sarah Schuster, who owns an outdoor sports store in Lake Geneva. She says she'd like to supply people heading to the new refuge.
And we can't ignore opportunities like this in order to get people out and active and take advantage of our urban youth to get them out here.
About 12 million people from Chicago, Milwaukee, and Madison are within an hour's drive of Hackmatack. Margaret Lass Gardner of Lake Geneva and the Hackmatack Friends Group urges her U.S. representative to send a clear message of support for the refuge. Her congressman is House Budget Committee Chairman and now Vice Presidential Candidate Paul Ryan.
Economic no-brainer, Paul Ryan. This is going to bring jobs for very, very little investment in infrastructure. You don't need to hire more police. It's nothing. You buy the land, you designate it as Hackmatack, people will come to see it. The tourism industry in the Lake Geneva region will blossom.
Ryan's congressional office says any comment from Ryan will have to come from the Mitt Romney campaign for president. The Romney-Ryan campaign office did not get back to us. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.